Hi, everyone, and welcome to this Ophthalmology Times iPod podcast as we continue our focus on innovation. This is Cheryl Stevenson, Group Editorial Director with the Eye Care Group here at MGH Life Sciences. In this part two, we will hear from two residents from the Dean McGee Eye Institute in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, who won second place in this fall's Accelerator competition for their work on a smartphone device to take fundus images. They received a $15,000 prize to further their research, and this is the first time such a prize has been awarded to residents. Let's learn more from Dr. Gibran Sharif and Dr. Brandon Kingery on the impact of their device technology for ophthalmologists and their patients.
So let's shift gears a little bit. I wanted to take a little bit of a deeper dive into like the impact and the innovation itself. So, for those who may not be familiar with the technology itself, how exactly does your device work? To capture fundus images using the smartphone.
Yeah, so we won't give away 100% of the details for exactly how it works, but I will say that it doesn't require batteries. It doesn't require any expensive optics that make this device like prohibitively expensive, and it uses all of the hardware that's already ingrained in iPhones in order to capture the images. And so it uses most of what the iPhone already has, just kind of rearranges things to allow us to obtain fundus photos.
Yeah, I think it was really kind of looking at how we use phones in our practice now as residents. I feel like it shifted, we're using it to check out Epic, be able to see, lab results, all that kind of stuff, and just being able to bring all that to one place, utilizing all the technology that's in the smartphone and kind of bringing it together with just a device that's easily pocketable and affordable, really, to just make sure it's available everywhere. It's really kind of the main goal.
And like, what do you see as the biggest advantage of using the smartphone-based fundus imaging versus traditional fundus cameras?
I think compared to the direct ophthalmoscope, it's much easier to use. And even the direct ophthalmoscope is a relatively cheap device compared to other fundus cameras, but this is magnitudes of order cheaper than that even. So that's a big advantage in terms of being like all providers being able to use this. I'd say really the cost is one of the main advantages when we can, make this for a pretty inexpensive price compared to other fundus photos that cost like thousands of dollars. That's just not really accessible to every single person.
I think another benefit that we have is just the portability. I've used other, very expensive fundus cameras, and they come in these briefcases that, make sure you charged it before you brought it out. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to use it. I think being able to take a video of the back of the eye is super helpful, not only for just being able to share information, but also for education. Being able to see in the back of the eye in real time, with my experience working with medical students, that we were able to teach them how to use this a lot quicker than being able to have them use a direct ophthalmoscope, and being able to point out certain things and what we're looking at as practicing, or early practicing resident ophthalmologists, and how we kind of approach an exam was super impactful, I think, for medical student education. And I think that's one of the advantages that this has over the traditional stuff.
And one other advantage for videography as well, like our device can take videos, whereas other fundus cameras only take still images, is we can actually see like movement of the veins, spontaneous venous pulsations, which can give us actually a better indication of normal intracranial pressure. So seeing that movement on a video is very, very helpful compared to other just fundus photos that don't have that dynamic video.
In what settings do you think your device will have the greatest impact? Maybe in like rural, rural healthcare or telemedicine or low resource clinics, any thoughts on that? Or
yeah, I think my ultimate dream for this device is it being ingrained with an artificial intelligence platform where patients could take a picture of their own optic nerve or their family member's optic nerve, and then it could tell the patient there's something that's concerning, you should see an eye doctor, or everything is looking okay. And being able to distribute that worldwide, there's many areas of the world that don't have any access to optic nerve exams. And there's hundreds of millions of people that have glaucoma and go blind from glaucoma. And if they just had a simple device that could tell them, hey, you're at risk for glaucoma, you should start an eye drop, that could save a lot of vision worldwide. So that's kind of my ultimate dream for the device. And we have a lot of steps to get there.
Yeah.
But
I think I have to agree. I think being able to get this in the hands of people that don't have easy access to eye care is probably the, our main goal. Supplementing medical school education, making sure that everybody kind of knows what normal looks like, as well as what, changes in that look like as well. Really equipping primary care doctors and ER physicians with able like the ability to help facilitate care in a way that makes communicating between specialties easier as well.
Just kind of thinking back to, when you received the news, right? Was there any standout moments, any feedback, from the judges that really just stood out to you, in terms of the, the magnitude of what this device could potentially bring?
yeah, I just think like the overall support from the judges, from the moderators of the event, and from the audience was really positive. Like everyone seemed to be like rooting for us, you know. We're like the residents on the stage, like we're the young people, so everyone's like rooting for us to do well. And I think they're also excited about the device too. I think people recognize, you know, this isn't the same quality as a $40,000 Optos machine, but the benefit is really that this could be widely accessible. And so I think that's really the main advantage. And I think a lot of people do see that.
I think the competition from the beginning, being paired with a great mentor in industry with Gary Berman, just a really good shout out to him for mentoring us to the to being able to be on that stage, and the feedback that the judges provided, the moderators, people we met at the event, just all the discussion that we were able to have because of this event was super impactful, and will definitely guide where we take this in the future, with all the good feedback that we got. So yeah, it's pretty amazing.